rubber game Sunday between the Rockies and the Cardinals. Gerardo Parra perhaps in deep thought before the game, and maybe he was thinking, you know what? I'd like to hit a home run today.
Lynn has some work to do here in the fourth inning. Next pitch is hit deep to right field. Back goes Grichuk to the track, to the wall. Big fly, Parra. Third home run that Parra has hit off of Lance Lynn, and it gives the Rockies a 4-0 lead here in the fourth inning.
The pitch on the way from Marquez, a swing and a high fly ball, right center field. That might go. It's a goner! And like Jerko breaking an 0 for 10 with a home run, Garcia does the very same thing as he hit the ball off the back wall of the Cardinal bullpen. 4-2 Rockies.
That's as far as I've ever seen Greg Garcia hit a baseball. Russin delivers home. That ball's hit hard to center field. Back goes Blackman to the track, to the wall, and it's out of here. Big fly, Tommy Pham. The third solo shot of the afternoon for the Cardinals, and now they're within one. Home run number 5 for Tommy Pham.
Not a one, a cheapie. Bowman delivers. A swing, and the ball is popped into short right field. That's going to get down for an RBI single. On to third base, Nolan Arenado, and it's 5-3 Colorado. Bowman with runners at second and third. The infielders play back the pitch. A swing, line drive, left field. Tommy Pham can't catch it. The ball gets down. Two more runs score on the single by Tony Walters. 8-3 Rockies.
The good news for the Cardinals on Sunday was they belted 4 home runs. The bad news was they were all solo shots. Here is St. Louis skipper Mike Matheny in the aftermath of an 8-4 loss to the Rockies.
It's 8th inning twice in this series. Just one of those situations where we gave extra outs, and the extra outs added to runs.
Looked like actually Bowman threw some pretty good pitches.
Yeah, he did. Getting ball on the ground. I mean, even the first base hit, you know, just in the right spot, hit hard. But it had an opportunity to keep ball on the ground and keep us in that game. And unfortunately, like we said, you know, the first play by Diaz, it's not a bad idea. It just needs to be a high percentage. You know, you got him out. Pretty tough call. And then the other one just kind of caught him in between. And then, you know, basically have a little bit cleaner play from third to first to home to first. You know, any one of those gets us out of there in pretty good shape, an opportunity to put some pressure on at the end.
Yeah, I mean, by Lance, was he dealing with a blister? Or was that, he had said before, the last outing, his finger got pinched by broken bat.
Yeah, the broken bat in L.A., it broke right at his right index finger. And so, the bat snap came back and pinched and caused a blister that popped today. But he was able to, he just needed to get the dead skin off, and it didn't seem like it was a hot spot. It just was, you know, felt a little different. But he kept making pitches, and I thought he did a nice job. You know, Parra's a guy that's given him trouble in the past and gave him trouble today, and that was a big difference in the game.
When you say Lovitz was caught in between, you mean caught in between, like, a number of plays? Like, do you think you could get a double play there?
Was he, you know, we're at that point in the game where you're not wanting to give up any other runs, and he was being jockeyed at third base. I mean, that's kind of what we want to do, too, cause indecision on the infielders when they get the ball. Be in a position, though, where you can get back. He executed it perfectly at third, Luis Arenado. But caused just enough indecision for Lemmy's to have to hold on to the ball too long, and then there's no play at first.
How tough is it to manage the short bench, especially here?
No, I didn't feel like we were. I mean, we still had Yadi on the bench. We still had opportunity to come in and use other hitters, so I didn't feel like we were shorthanded.
What'd you think of DeYoung's first at bat?
Yeah, I guess it's easy. I don't know. Happy for him. You know, he got it. He got here about halfway through the game, and you know, just an exciting player. And I think, you know, we see why.
Yeah, John Tyler did. That's sort of the role you
kind of
talked about.
Yeah, love for him to be able to come in and do that. And he was throwing the ball extremely well, and especially against the lefties. And we're going to need somebody from the pen to come in and face the big left-handers in the lineup. Look at that, once again, that L.A. lineup. We just got through facing it. We're getting ready to face again. Good arm like that with the breaking ball he has is going to be valuable.
Lance Lynn had been one of very few opposing pitchers who had found career success at Coors Field, but the veteran righty could not duplicate that success on Sunday. Lynn gave up 4 runs on 6 hits through 5 as he took the loss to fall to 4-3. He spoke about his effort following the game.
One pitch, and you look at the field you play in, and just a pitch that didn't quite get in there as much as I like. Spun a little bit on me, and he put a good swing on it.
You also did a little posing. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it looked pretty.
You and Har has some history. He's had some success last year.
Okay.
And one thing, have you tried, what kind of different things have you done with him?
Obviously nothing has worked.
You've had the blister before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this would be, it's kind of that time of year when it gets a little warmer. The climate change probably might have a little bit to do with it too. So get back to St. Louis and make sure you do everything you can in between to toughen it back up.
The Cardinals return home on Monday to host the Dodgers at Busch Stadium.